Connecticut has seen fewer new HIV cases in recent years. That puts the state on par with New York, which announced that it's on track to end the AIDS epidemic in the state by 2020. WSHU's J.D. Allen reports.
Dante Gennaro is an HIV prevention program specialist at Connecticut's Department of Public Health.
Back in 2012, I actually was diagnosed with HIV.
Gennaro says the largest hurdle to living with the virus continues to be breaking the stigma.
To me, we're talking about health, and we're talking about educating our youth to keep them safe and knowledgeable so they can make educated choices in their future. And I think having that stigma pertaining to these sort of topics is really dangerous.
Gennaro spoke on WSHU's The Full Story. He says preventative drugs, public information campaigns, and mandatory regular screenings have played a crucial role in curbing HIV. There are 10,500 people living with HIV in the state, and nearly twice that number are at risk of contracting the virus. J.D. Allen, WSHU News.